The Burt Show.
Once again, one of the great things about listening back to these interviews with celebrities is that they're at a certain place in their life. And when we brought Jessica Simpson in, at the time, her and her boyfriend, Nick Lachey, were taking a big-time break. Now, 3 months after that, they got engaged, but pretty interesting to hear what she had to say about him before the engagement even happened.
Now,
your record guy.
Handed me this picture.
Yes.
Have a look at this, Melissa.
Here, let me take a look. I'm definitely not wearing that right now.
Now, that picture, if you could paint, can you paint a picture, Melissa?
Let's see. You have low-cut jeans. I assume this is denim. Kind of frayed at the top.
Yes.
And when I look at the top, you see your stomach, and it's more of like a Native American feel, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Pocahontas top. And Jeff, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, there's a belly button there, and it's a
there's a belly button there.
Yeah, it's there. Now, this isn't the same Jessica Simpson that was around a couple years ago.
She's just older.
She's older and her jeans are lower. Is that what happens when you get older?
Yeah, exactly. I was 17 years old when I first came out, you know.
Right.
I'm 21. I would not wear that walking down the street because I'm not confident enough. Like, it's fine in a photo shoot when I know that things can be airbrushed and...
What do you mean you're not
confident
enough?
And I can choose...
You get up on stage in front of thousands of people and you sing
and dance. I'm super shy. Like, being like you see me right now, I'm like in a big... jeans and a big sweatshirt and my hair pulled back. Like, I don't know. I'm really shy.
So
really?
You're super shy now. Does that play a role when you go out on stage like Jeff was talking about? Or
I'm
do
a different
you go
person
into
out on stage.
Performer
not,
mode?
Not really like a different person. I'm still me, but I definitely have a lot more confidence for some
right.
reason.
Now, like in this photo shoot, like, and I'm always curious about this, when stars have to do photo shoots like for this or like cover of magazines or whatever, and let's say, you know, when you're shy, I can't see me trying to do a sexy pose for photographers, you know, in you know,
you just kind of got to get in your own world, I know.
Yeah, so how is it, how do you, what,
you know, they,
what goes
they
through
turn
your mind?
On music, different kinds of music, and you just kind of get in your own world, mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't really like doing photo shoots that much anymore. Like, at first it was fun, but now it's like takes forever.
Is it like when you see the movies, like, yeah, baby, pal for me, baby. That's great, Jessica. That's good. Yeah, keep that.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the first time? Because there had to be a first time that one of your PR people or your stylist or somebody came to you with this outfit and said, let's try this one.
I was like, oh, no. And, you know, they always try to encourage you and... Like, I worked out a ton before that video shoot, so.
Sure. Yeah, there's no pressure there with that outfit. You're okay. And then what about mom and dad, though?
Mom and dad are, they're actually not with me right now. They're not on the road with me right now, but normally they are. My mom's one of my stylists. She did my whole tour, and, like, I can't go shopping without my mom, because my mom always knows what looks best on me. Like, I'm not good. You know what I mean? Like, I arrived today. My mom would have never let me arrive here today in this outfit.
Really?
I'm rebelling.
Mom and dad are away. I'm getting nuts. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah, and my jeans are over my navel.
Yeah. No, my parents are super involved in everything that I do. My dad's my manager. My little sister is one of my dancers. She only has one more show with me because she's starting to do her own thing. She's getting into singing, and she's doing lots of acting and
really?
Stuff.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's cool. How big is your family?
It's just us four.
Your mom, dad, you, and little mm-hmm. sister?
Now, I read somewhere you have a pet pig. Is that correct?
Well, Nick adopted a pig for me for one of my birthdays. Basically, he saved it from becoming bacon.
Really?
You know, it's not like I used to have a pet pig, but it uprooted our backyard, so I couldn't keep it.
Okay.
And then we just decided to adopt one.
So and more than one pig?
Yeah, I've had one more than one.
So what's the deal with you
Her
and
name's
Nick?
Brutus.
Are you...
Brutus.
Are you and Nick, are you guys together? Are you just exchanging pigs? Are you apart? What's the...
I don't know right now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I love him. I do. Like, I can't help it. But we're not together as of right now.
That's kind of a bummer.
But we still talk every day and, like, I don't know. It kind of feels like we are.
Do you think you're going to end up, like, when all said and done? Or you
oh, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are just doing your whole space thing?
Yeah, well, I don't know. For some reason, like 6 months ago, I felt like I needed it, you mm-hmm. know? I guess it was like turning 21 and wanting to be independent. And,
and the jeans are getting lower.
And they get lower.
Is it, What's it like when you, like, you know, you and Nick, you guys have an argument or whatever, you decide you need your space or whatever it is, and then you pick up the Inquirer or the Star or something like that, and they're, like, there it is. Do you read that to see if they're accurate? Do you just ignore it?
I don't really read, like, stuff about me anymore, just because it used to, like, on my last record, it used to really get at me, like, all the comparisons and all the this and that, and I just don't even read it anymore, because there's no point, you know? Right. I just do what I do and try to do the best that I can. And
did you ever, like, in the beginning, was it like, cool, I'm in the Inquirer? Like, it was a cool thing for a minute?
No, of course. I mean, I love to be in magazines and, you know, that's when you really feel like things are going good. You know what I mean? When you're being talked about, of course. But I just don't always like to hear the bad stuff.
What's the most freakish thing someone has done to meet Jessica Simpson?
Well, actually, I have to tell you one thing that's pretty freaky. Like, one weird, weird thing is that I live in Los Angeles right now, and I have I live on like the 16th floor of like a condo complex type thing, and I have this big terrace, and we were out, me and some of my friends were out on the terrace one morning, like looking over or whatever, and there's a house below the building, and it has, they spelled out Jessica in their flower bed with their flowers. So you like look over and you see this big Jessica, you know, so that's just like, come meet me, Jessica, you know what I mean? Like, or like they wanted to like maybe freak me out or something.
So I'm guessing
we had to have somebody go check that out.
So I'm guessing you probably said, I bet that guy who did that is pretty freaking hot. So you threw out a nice, I got
scared because I was like, you know, what if they have, like, a telescope or something? They, like, can look up in my place.
Oh, yeah. Once they start messing with their garden, you want to run the other way. So we started to talk about the album. The album's Irresistible. First single was Irresistible.
Uh-huh.
And you did a little something with Jermaine Dupri and Lil Bow Wow. Right here from Atlanta. So that was cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And then the new single?
Little Bit
is going to radio right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now.
Excellent. So
third single's going to be my duet with Mark Anthony.
Which one's that?
It's called There You Were.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It says duet with Mark Anthony on it. I promise you, Jessica, we will play every one of these songs a million times.
Well, thank you so much.
Because you've been such an awesome guest. Thank you so much for coming in.
It's The Burt Show.